This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, turn your tape recorders on because Sam and I are going to do the next 10 minutes real fast, and it's going to be full of meat. So, Sam, let's go back to where you were on interest rates. You're up.
Okay, well, I think we were talking about how interest rates are poised to continue increasing over the course of 2014. Now, that's going to be not only because of this tapering that the Fed announced that it will begin to undertake in January, very modest pullback by the Fed, at least at the beginning of the year. The Fed doesn't have complete control over what happens with that long rate. However, as the rest of the world, as all of those people who buy these bonds start to look around and say, you know what, the downside risks to the economy are not as significant, the world is looking a little bit safer, then they need higher yields to buy the risk-free assets. So there's a fairly complicated dynamic there, but what you end up seeing is that rates will slowly creep up. Now, that means that if you're a residential home buyer in the market, it means if you're a commercial real estate borrower in the market, all things being equal, it's reasonable to anticipate that you're going to see higher interest rates over the course of next year. We've seen that happen a little bit already over the course of 2013, certainly the second half of the year. If we look at borrowing costs in the office sector for retail and industrial properties, for some of the hotel loans that have been made, on the margins, we're a little bit higher. Now, folks will look at what happened and say, well, you know what, the Treasury went up by 130 basis points going into the summer. We didn't see that big an increase in interest rates, borrowing costs for real estate folks on the line. We didn't see that big of an increase in the cap rates of properties. The next 100 basis point increase in the underlying Treasury yield is going to be a little bit more difficult to digest than what we saw this year because our spreads are getting a little bit narrower. But, you know, people in the market who may be thinking about, you know what, I'll take a floating rate loan right now because, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, I'll worry about locking in. I think they may want to just look very carefully at what's happening with the interest rate environment right now. They may think that 3.7 looks like a high number, 3.5 looks like a high number. By any historic norms, money is still very, very cheap, but it's not going to stay that way.
Yeah, you know, and I've got to also believe that there'll be other pressures around the globe as the global economy continues to go upward. But I wanted to ask you a little bit of a question about jobs. You know, we talk about jobs. But to me, the real driver of the economy isn't jobs, it's careers. It's the entrepreneurs and the people that are building things, doing things, creating companies that really, really then generate the jobs. What do you see out there for the formation of businesses and entrepreneurs going forward? How's the environment for them?
That's a great question. And you know, there's actually a fascinating set of dynamics here, in part because we think of, you know, entrepreneurs needing access to financing or credit. And so when credit markets are significantly constrained, as they have been over the last few years during the financial crisis, you know, we think that it's going to be much more difficult to get a business off the ground.
They need access to customers, man. And if people are coming back into the market, then it should be a better market for the entrepreneur trying to get started.
Well, I think you're right there that, you know, there are issues around, well, how do you finance your new venture? But even more critical than that is the demand side. Are there people out there who not only want your product, but are in a financial position to be able to actually buy your product?
Yes.
And so, you know, that becomes really important. I think, you know, people feel a lot more confident today about where we are in the recovery than they did, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago. So you've got sort of a stronger demand side over here in the market, and that's important. The other thing that actually becomes really key for us, and it's certainly an important piece of the equation when we look at what's going on in Florida. You know, you look at that sort of, you know, area in Central Florida between Tampa, Gainesville, some of those other areas, some of those other markets where there's sort of a significant tech corridor emerging. You know, one of the important things that we see is that for a lot of successful entrepreneurs, when we look at how is it that they were actually able to finance their business before it became profitable, before it began to grow, home equity Most of those entrepreneurs out there historically have had some home equity that they've been able to extract, and they've used that, not a small business administration loan, to finance their new business.
Sam.
What that means for us is that even as demand is improving, we've got this other piece that's coming into play, which is that the housing market is improving and people are rebuilding that equity.
High five, Sam. I got to go. We don't have enough time. I got to have you back more. You got to do less classwork and come on with me more.
I will make sure to do that.
You're the best. Sam Shandon, all-star real estate economist. We have him on once a quarter. We try to, at least. Sam is the man. Thank you again, Sam, for coming on.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Have a happy holiday, Sam.
Happy holidays to you.